Okay, so in year five here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and we have just come out of a really, really interesting year five assembly where year five shared and celebrated some of their work they've been doing over the past few weeks or so. So to elaborate and give us more details, I've got a couple of year five friends. Madam, your name please?
Tanya.
And young man?
Matthias.
So we have Tanya and Matthias from year five. Right, Tanya, so we had many, many different ideas and themes. You've been very busy in year five. First of all, in the assembly, you were talking about volcanoes. What was the idea behind volcanoes, please? Why did you decide to look at volcanoes in year five?
Because in Iceland, there was a bad volcano, and we thought, you start talking as a class, like, what should we do? What should we do about it? So we all thought together that we should make a volcano to, like, remember.
Yeah, so in the assembly, Matthias, you very, very proudly displayed these volcanoes that you've made. I thought they were amazing. We got some photos. We'll put them on the school website, which is stpeterswalworth.co.uk. How did you, please, Matthias, go about making these volcanoes?
We thought about making the volcanoes. It's a bit like the same like Tanya said, because there was a very bad thing happening on Iceland, and we all thought as a class if we can make a volcano and then we'll wrap them and see how it feels to be in there. We watch videos to see.
So how did you actually make these? What materials did you use, please?
We use mad rock.
Yeah, mad rock. Like paper cones.
And
blue, obviously. Paint.
Paint,
obviously, was the final touch. Yeah. So in the assembly...
And cardboard.
And cardboard.
Cardboard as well. That was the base, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So in your assembly, you mentioned volcanoes, and then we moved on to talk a bit about our latest science topic in year five, which we've just started. So Tanya, what is the main theme for this new science topic, please?
Well, the sun and the moon and the earth. I thought that the sun is like the odd one out, because the sun is plain, like it's all red, and the moon and the earth is like patchy. Do you know, like a dog, like the spots or something? Is exactly the same, like blue, white, grey, different sorts, multicolour.
Yeah, so we're looking really in science in year five. We're looking at, as Tanya mentioned, the sun, the earth and the moon. And I think, Matthias, one of the early ideas that we've been doing is comparing them and looking for things that have in common and things that are different. So have you got any more examples between those three?
I think the sun and the moon is very useful for our world, because the sun, if we look, the sun makes the flowers and grow, and so we have a pretty world for us. And if there wasn't the sun, no trees would grow and we would not have any air to breathe. The moon is very useful as well for shining the night and make our world pretty.
Wow. I really must emphasise, we have just started this topic and already you can see what knowledge we have here in year five. Now, of course, year five, we always mention this, we always celebrate them. They're a very, very creative, artistic, a musical year group. So any year five assembly wouldn't be complete here at St. Peter's in Walworth without a bit of a song at the end. But it was, I think, more than just a bit of a song. So Tanya, what is this amazing project you've been working on for a number of months now?
I Gospel.
And? As the name suggests, it's a gospel performance, and this really concluded this week. Now, please tell us, Tanya, what happened on Tuesday evening?
Year five in St. Peter's and different kind of school in different years, they went to the Royal Festival Hall to perform in front of 2,000 people. We get to like sing, and like we was split into two groups. One group from, I can't remember what school, and then the other group was from Southwark. And then at first we went to go to the Barra, and then afterwards we changed over.
It was 50-50 times, so we can do. So we all have a turn and not miss out.
And you sang in total, Matthias, eight gospel songs. In front of 2,000 people. Now, we're a bit short here on time, but we have videoed the performance that year five just did in the assembly, and that will also be on the school website, stpeterswalworth.co.uk. But wow, it was a busy assembly, so thank you to Tanya and thank you to Matthias, and that was a really, really enjoyable morning. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.